Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi wahdah, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah, ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu, wa la kitaba ba'da kitabihi, wa la shari'ata ba'da shari'atihi, wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi. Amma ba'du, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Fi buyutin adhinallahu an turfa'a wa yudhkara fiha ismuh, يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. يا رب صلِّ وسلِّم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable friends, brothers in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created every one of us in the best of forms. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to leave our creation to our own selves, then we would have not been a masterpiece of any creation. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that insan, that fi ahsani taqweem, in the best of designs, in the best of forms, and the best of creation, the pride of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is insan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us insan, the best of the creation. Yet every other creation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, subjugated, made subservient for the service of man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. The alternating of the day and the night, the subjugating of the mountains and the skies, the system of the rising of the sun and the waning of the moon, every system is subjugated to man for the convenience and the comfort of man. Man, what have you been created for? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't marvel yourself with the creation of the earths, the skies and every other creation. Man, that is for you. You are the pride of my creation. But you've been created for something more noble than that. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. O man, I have created you for me. You belong to me. That is why towards the end of Surah وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرِ, when we read the second half of the 30th juz of the Quran, Surah وَالْفَجْرِ, at the end Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّ. O that soul that is relaxed in comfort with itminan, tranquil in ease, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, irji'i ila rabbik, return back to your Rabb. Going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a return. We have come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our abode is akhirah. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu was not a born Muslim, he became a Muslim. He was a personality of wealth, financial muscle, well-to-do. One day a person comes to visit him. This is post-Islam. He's already a Sahabi and a Muslim. He looks at Abu Darda radiallahu anhu and he says, Abu Darda, this is your house. Allah has blessed you with money. Use it. He says, Abu Darda, for me to enter your house, I have to kneel down. I can't even stand up. The roof is so short. And your house is so small, yet Allah has given you so much of wealth. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu says, no, I'm saving it. I'm preparing a better house. So he says, yeah, financial strategy sometimes. Initially, you'll just take one small make-do house because you're preparing your palace. He says, intelligent, mashallah. He's not flaunting. He's not wasting his money. He's got a plan of a bigger house. He comes back a few months. Abu Darda, what's happening? There's still no renovations. Where's the other house? Abu Darda radiallahu anhu says, oh my friend, my better house is I'm preparing in the qabr.
He says, this year is temporary. This house, even if I expand it, is not going to last me very long. I'm preparing my abode for the qabr. That must be very comfortable for me. But be as it may, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything for man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the ayat of the Quran, Surah Nur, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the light and the nur, grants light, nur, effulgence to the skies, the earth and whatever is between. When we look at the strength of the light of the sun, the rising of the sun, the setting of the sun, the coming of light, this is the system of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we've given the nur to all of this heavenly and all of these created bodies, this heavenly bodies, we have given them that nur. When you look at a person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with beauty, that's from the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is drawing its nur, its light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's light and nur has been veiled. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has veiled his nur. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala law kashafa, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to just move that veil, and the nur of Allah has to penetrate and reach man, lahtaraqat subuhatu wajhihi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nur and effulgence will burn every of the creation of Allah. The creation of Allah cannot manage, will not be able to tolerate the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us avenues, opportunities, Ramadan on our doorstep. These are all opportunities for us to soak, to absorb, to just grab the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we study Surah Nur, the ayat we're speaking about, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example, a similitude of the nur, the divine nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The very next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fi buyutin adhina Allahu an turfa'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the houses of Allah, the masajid, these are the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From here, ulama explain and say that if a person is desirous, he wants to acquire, he wants to gain the nur of Allah, he wants the divine nur of Allah, where will he find it? In the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the month of Ramadan is at our doorstep, an opportunity for us to participate in all of the activities of the masjid. This will increase our nur, insha'Allah. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a sahabi, Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu, there was some mistake and error in his life once when it had to do with some mashwara with Banu Qurayza. He had erred in some of his suggestion and advice to them. Realizing his mistake, he comes to Masjidun Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he ties himself to the pillar. Sahaba say, don't do this now, you need to go home. He says, I am tied to this masjid. Until the tawbah is not accepted by Allah, I'm not leaving the masjid. Now he also realized that the acceptance of my tawbah is in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He ties himself, he makes tawbah, and he exerts himself in seeking tawbah, istighfar from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When his tawbah is revealed, then only does he untie himself from the masjid and he starts walking away. His tawbah was accepted in the masjid. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, on one of the expeditions, were sent in a certain direction. They had taken into captivity the leader of the tribe. The leader of this tribe, his name was Thumama. He is brought to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallam looks at him and he says, Thumama, you are the leader of your people. So Nabi sallam orders Sahaba radiallahu anhum, tie him to one of the pillars of the masjid. So they tied Thumama to one of the pillars of the masjid. And Every day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come to him. First day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to him. He says, Ya Thumama, Mada indak? O Thumama, you've seen the amal of the masjid, you've seen the men of Allah, you've seen the house of Allah, the activities that take place in the masjid, you've noticed everything. What's your thoughts? Mada indak? What's in your heart? You should be brewing some thoughts. What are you thinking about? So he keeps quiet. And then he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Muhammad, In taqtul, taqtul dha damin. Wa in tun'im, tun'im ala shakir. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you kill me, my blood is permissible for you to kill. I have been a kafir. So permissible. You killing someone who is worthy of being killed, that was a kafir, taken into captivity, all right you have. وَإِن تُنْعِمْ But if you extend the hand of kindness, compassion to me, then I really will be grateful for your favor. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you want money, we can talk. I'm the leader of my area. You ask me any money of this world, and I will give it to you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears him. Second day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes. He says, O Thumama, you've seen the amal of the masjid. Sahaba would come, they'll perform their salah, the activities of the masjid, the majalis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prophetic gems of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You heard, you saw everything. Mada indak? He repeats the same thing. In taqtul, taqtul dha damin, wa in tun'im, tun'im ala shakir. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if you want money, I'll give it to you. So he repeats the same thing. The third day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, O Thumama, mada indak? Now you really tell me what you're thinking about. And he repeats the same answers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Sahaba radiallahu anhum, he's seen the amal of the masjid. He has noticed the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who we would term as the men of steel. Allah has really blessed them with such, you know, fortified iman. Nabi sallam tells Sahaba, open him. Just open him and leave him. Whatever is his decision, there's going to be khair in this. So they open up, Thumama, you're a free man, you can do as you please. Immediately Thumama goes to the closest orchard. He says, where's water available? He goes to that orchard. He takes a ghusl and a bath, and he comes back into the masjid. He says, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Muhammad, I want to become a Muslim. Now, but what was that attraction? What brought him into the deen of Islam? He saw the amal and the activities of the masjid. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Masjidun Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the hub, was the center point of all activities. Anything needed to be done, it was the center point, which was Masjidun Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Activities taking place from the masjid. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied up even a kafir to the masjid. He was taken aback with the activities of the masjid, and he becomes a Muslim. Insha'Allah, Allah give all of us tawfiq, insha'Allah, that Ramadan is on our doorstep. There would be programs, activities taking place in the masjid. What we are desirous of, what we require, is the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where will we find it? In the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fi buyutin, the very next verse in Surah Nur. Fi buyutin, in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll be able to absorb and gain the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then very next verse after this, amazing sequence of ayat. So the first verse is, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His nur. Where will we find this nur? Fi buyutin adhin Allah. In the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's the activities of the masjid? The activities of the masjid, adhin Allahu an turfa'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us permission that we make the dhikr of Allah. We make tilawat of the Quran. This is the place of activity, learning and teaching. Ta'lim, ta'allum. Learning, teaching takes place in the masjid. This is the place where our tawbah istighfar is accepted, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, a person can make tawbah anywhere, but the likelihood of it being in the masjid is very strong. Because this is the every day when the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are descending onto Kaaba Sharif, directly the mercies of Allah from Baytul Ma'mur first come onto Kaaba Sharif. From Kaaba Sharif is it dispensed and distributed to all of the masajid in the world. The first place is Kaaba Sharif. That is why when we are in Kaaba Sharif, that's the most noor we can attract and gain from the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, is distributed to all of our masajid. So this is the place, the masjid, the house of Allah, that we need to attach ourselves to the houses of Allah. Two sahaba radiallahu anhum, Usayd ibn Hudayr, Abbad ibn Bishr radiallahu anhuma. These two sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day after the Isha Salah, in the time when there was minimal lighting outside in the public roads, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept them behind and said, we've got some important mashwara to make. The sahaba sat down, these two sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke with them, there was some important mashwara that was made. At the end of it, it was in the darkness of night. These two sahaba radiallahu anhum had to leave to go back home. As we said, there wasn't the lighting facilities that we enjoyed by sahaba radiallahu anhum that we enjoy nowadays. But these two sahaba left the masjid with a stick, using the stick to feel where they are walking. But the first half of the road, these two sahaba were walking in the same direction, after which they would split. The moment they leave the masjid, as they come out, total darkness. Suddenly, there is a divine noor that is with them. That they see the sticks are reflecting some light, opening up the way, and they very quickly are navigating themselves to a certain point. The sahaba are thinking that this is a karama, help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we have to split paths. They don't know who's the buzruk amongst them. That is it because of you, this noor, or is it because of him? They split ways. The next day when they met, they realized both of them, their sticks, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had reflected light from those sticks, and they went into their homes without any difficulty. When they come back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they related the incident to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one narration, as advice for us, بَشِّرِ الْمَشَائِينَ فِي الظُّلَمْ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ بِالنُّورِ التَّامِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Those people who spend the darknesses of night in the masjid, then advise them and tell them, give them glad tidings of noor on the day of Qiyamah. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu was it again, that he advised the sahaba radiallahu anhum and friends. He would always tell them the grave is a very dark place. If you want to lighten the grave, then perform salah in the darkness of night. Your salah in the darkness of night will illuminate, this will brighten for you your grave. And fast on the hot days, that will save you from the heat of the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq insha'Allah, that we don't have any excuses insha'Allah. إِذَا رَمَضَانُ أَتَى مُقْبِلًا فَاقْبَلْ فَبِالْخَيْرِ يَسْتَقْبِلُ لَعَلَّكَ تُخْطِئُهُ قَابِلًا وَتَأْتِ بِعُذْرٍ فَلَا تُقْبَلُ. The poet says, Ramadan comes, embrace it with open hands and be arms and be happy to see, Alhamdulillah, Ramadan has come. Maximize on every opportunity. Perform 20 rakats of salah, read of tarawih salah, love the Quran Sharif, fast every day, leave all of the excuses. As much as possible, we would try and fast. As much as possible, however much, with slight difficulty, we will fast. Sometimes it's a small excuse. Person can manage, but he says, Mulana, I'm on medication. But ask the doctor. Doctor, he's saying, but he is allowed to fast. As long as he takes this dosage and that dosage, it's fine. The hours of fasting are okay for him, he can. But then we use that excuse and say, but Mulana, I'm on medication now. I'm on medication. So if we want to avoid the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah, then we would be fasting. Then the third verse, we are talking about Surah Nur, the Nur of Allah. Where will we find it? In the houses of Allah. The houses of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are the houses of Allah breeding? رِجَالٌ لَا تُلِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بِيعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. In the houses of Allah, you'll find the men of Allah. When we come to the masjid, And we make the dhikr of Allah, tilawat of Quran. Alhamdulillah, we can read Quran even at home, in our free time. But as much as possible, come early for the salah, leave later after the salah. If there's an opportunity and there's a program, take part in the program. This will increase in our nur. The moment we leave the house of Allah, we will leave with nur. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are men. These are my men, Rijalullah. Now when they leave the house, when they leave the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no trade, commerce, business will ever distract them from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such people will even remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even in their business houses. Even in their business houses, they are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Sometimes every person's schedule, opportunity may be different. But one person, alhamdulillah, in Durban, Muslim person, he's got a nice big business. His staff complement is approximately 70 to 100. 70 to 100. Every single day. The Muslims, 11:30, chutti, y'all are free. 11:30. Go for the Jumu'ah Salah, prepare, make extra dhikr of Allah, Durood Sharif, and come back normal. After lunch, have your lunch and come back also. By 1:45, come back to the business. But he gives them banqa'ida. He gives them off at 11:30. But every day in the morning, business doesn't open. You have to clock in at 8:00. Business opens at 8:30. 8 to 8:30 is talim. The Muslims, talim for y'all. And the non-Muslims, one person speak to them about etiquette, about becoming human beings. Just teach them about being humans, that we must smile, be good, kind, courteous, be careful of your akhlaq, your character, simple things. Person is interested in Islam, that's a secondary thing. But this is just to bring people to insaniyat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq inshaAllah. Imagine using the business hours, business time, paying the person, but to teach him about the deen of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. One of our visits, when we went to the prison, then one person came. It was one of the first weekends of Ramadan. Person comes and he says, we want to become Muslim. So there was a person, we told him, speak to him, why he wants to become Muslim. So he says, I want to become Muslim because I've seen this dream multiple times. What dream you saw? He's not sleeping with Muslims. He's not sleeping amongst Muslims. It's a mixed room. There's no Muslims in there. There's no nothing happening. But he says, this has been troubling me for very long. I've been having a dream and this light every now and then hits my heart. There's a nur that comes, it's in my heart, it penetrates. When I wake up and I see nothing. And it happened once and it happened twice. And suddenly when it happened, then I saw Allah in that light. And then I saw that light again and I saw it was Quran Sharif again. Allah and Quran Sharif. He doesn't even know Quran. He said Quran Sharif. I saw this written. And he says, I want to become Muslim. That nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting me. So that nur is where we will gain it in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month of Ramadan, in the amal, by meeting and sitting with the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last piece of advice, an incident. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, he told his son, final piece of advice, just before closing moments in his life. He says, oh my son, remember the man and the loaf of bread. He says, Dad, Abi, man and the loaf of bread. He says, yes, there was a man in previous times. He was a monk in his monastery, very pious. For 70 years, he made the ibadat and he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, previous nations. One Sunday, only Sunday, he will come down, take his food, go back to the monastery. This one Sunday he came down, shaitan lured him. There was a lady he had seen in the distance. He was attracted by her beauty. And he only spent 7 days with this girl. He was attracted by her beauty. 70 years of ibadat. And 7 days he spent with this girl in zina and fornication, adultery. After which he realized, astaghfirullah, came back to his senses. What am I doing? Tawbah and istighfar. So he looks for a place and he's in the darkness of night and he sees that there are some 12 destitutes on a platform all taking refuge somewhere. So he falls down amongst them and he's sobbing, he's tearing, he's crying. in that condition of his, he falls asleep. Wakes up in the morning, he looks around. He says, there's 12 people and all of them are poor, destitute. Where am I? So he stays amongst them. And by night, a person would come. And he would give every one of the 12 one loaf of bread. So the man came, he's not counting, and he gives everyone a loaf of bread. The first person who made the mistake, this monk, he's amongst them. So the 12th person doesn't get a loaf of bread. So he taps the man before he leaves, he said, excuse me, my loaf of bread. He says, listen, for how many years I've been doing it, there's 12 of you, 12 loaves I've been doing it. I mean, I've given every one of you a loaf of bread. He says, there's one short. He says, listen, don't irritate me. I've been doing it for how many years? There isn't anything that's missing. He says, if that's the case, I'm going to stop giving you a loaf of bread. And there was a big noise and a hoo-ha, and he went away. That person who was that monk who was seeking tawbah and istighfar, he says, I'm the cause to this. He looks for the person who doesn't have a loaf of bread. He admits guilt and he says, please brother, I'm the one at fault. I'm also hungry, but you can have that loaf of bread. I'm the one that has done wrong. He gives him the loaf of bread. He says, oh my Allah, my sin, he was disturbed. My sin, the other person was talking rude and loud and they were getting upset. Ya Allah, it's all my sin. My one sin, oh my Allah, forgive me. He cried, he sobbed and he passed away. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu says, oh my son, no matter how pious you are not fortified. At any moment you can slip. Don't feel that you are protected from sin. Don't feel you can never sin. No matter who you are, you can slip. Irrespective, you can slip. Be careful, oh my son. Don't think of yourself, I'm so and so and I'm so pious. But the point that is more important than a ray of hope for every one of us, he says, oh my son, this person, when he passed away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels, take his 70 years of ibadah and put it on the pan of scales of good. Subhanallah, went right down, very heavy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, 7 nights of zina, put it on the other side, 7 nights. When he put that, the 7 nights outweighed his 70 years of ibadah. Allah says, 70 years, but the sin, listen, there's no reason for it. There's no way we can condone this. You've done wrong. Sometimes we trivialize. We think, but Mawlana, not so much of bad I did. How many years of good I've been doing? One wrong I did. But the 7 days outweighed everything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then took his one night of tawbah and he put it on the scale and he says, go into Jannah. One night of tawbah and istighfar. Now that's the opportunity that we all have. Listen, we've all got skeletons in the closet. We've all got history. We all got days of jahiliyyah. Every person's nature of jahiliyyah is different. Every person's wrong we've done is different. But it's an opportunity for us in the month of Ramadan, in the house of Allah, around the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the dua will be taking place, amal will be taking place, to cry to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. And in these closing days, just before Ramadan, closing days of Shaban, let's cry, brothers, sincerely for the people of Gaza. One day, no water. One morning in Sherwood, for those that don't have boreholes, don't have tanks. We know how difficult it is. Are you going to have a bath? How you come for Ramadan? How you going to come for Jumu'ah? Imagine them, forget about waiting. We know that some water will come. How many days no water? How many days, brothers? It's really time we cry, we make dua for them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them an easy Ramadan. Wa akhir da'wana subhanahu wa ta'ala.